And Scott Spisiano, Sandy Waters, and ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to bring on Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, live from New York, and our Wednesday chats with Jill, sponsored by Advantage Visa Signature Card, 2% cash back or rewards from our good friends at Advantage. Good morning, Jill Schlesinger.
Love a sponsor.
I know. Aren't they fantastic?
Can't even tell you how happy I am that we have a sponsor. Well done, sales department.
And credit unions. We like credit unions.
We love credit unions.
Yes, we do.
We love all of them. So thank you all very much. How are you feeling this morning? Everyone a little tense? It's an anxious time, isn't it?
I've been a little tense. I just kind of like don't want my baby daughter to grow up with a worse world. And it looks like we're kind of in a war kind of mode.
Yeah.
The ballistic missiles flying around. And stuff.
It is awfully scary. It's so weird though. Like when, you know, I guess because I'm so old, every time I hear any sort of unrest in the Gulf or in the Middle East, I really look immediately to markets. And we haven't had a huge reaction by either, a little selling, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting specifically because I always get asked about gas prices, right?
Yeah,
because,
that's the first question, yeah.
Oh, and of course. So, you know, you go and you, I mean, obviously depends, you know, where you live. But nationally, the average price of a gallon of gasoline has been pretty steady about, let's say, $2.60, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of the price of gas is essentially driven by global oil prices.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. We here in the United States have become much more energy independent. In fact, shale oil production doubled over the last decade. Doubled.
Wow.
And so that means essentially that because our oil production has increased, it really means we are somewhat less dependent on foreign oil. And that means that oil prices aren't going to move as much. I'm going to also give you a little caveat to that, which is obviously if other countries like China or Europe, which are more oil dependent, are starting to see prices rise dramatically, that too would impact us. So, it's better than it would be in the past, but, you know, it is still something to really keep in mind that these, you ready? I'm going to pull out a big word.
Go ahead.
Exogenous events.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. From outside of our control.
Uh-huh.
Pull that out at your Super Bowl party, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
You know, if those events are out of your control, right?
Yeah,
so, and they always crop up and it makes people insane. Like, but it does, it happens all the time. So we just can't predict this. And so I'm going to tell you that for right this second, it's not a huge issue on markets. It's a huge issue for the world.
Gotcha. So we'll just keep an eye way out on the horizon. Just keep going. All right. Sounds good.
You know, the other big thing that happened that everybody is talking about is the changes in the Secure Act. And a lot of us are like, okay, what does that mean? How does that impact me?
First of all, what is the Secure Act?
I can't believe that you don't know this. I'm totally kidding.
Yes, it's one of those things when you don't know, but
so,
I guess you should kind of know.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you what. I had to deep dive into this because right before I went away, the Congress actually passed this thing called Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, the Secure Act. You know what? These are little banana heads down in Congress because they come up with what they want to say and then they make the acronym. I don't know what
chapter.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Right?
But this was inside of the federal government spending bill that the president signed just before the holiday break. So there's sort of big picture things. This is important because these are the biggest changes to retirement plans that we've seen in more than a decade.
Oh.
So if you are an older listener, which, you know, I pay attention to.
I am.
Because you and me, baby.
I know, right?
Sandy, just blank out for the next two minutes.
Okay.
I know. So if you are a retirement saver and you're like in your 60s, you're probably thinking like, oh, I have to start taking money out of my retirement account after I turn age 70 and a half. Well, the Secure Act will increase that age to 72. So if you turn 70 and a half after the last day of 2019
–
you don't have to start taking money out till you're 72. That is a very big change. It's great. The other change for older workers, this always drove me mad, but under the old law, if you were over 70 and a half and earned income, you were disallowed from putting money into a traditional IRA, which never made sense. Just because you're old, you can't put money in?
Right.
Well, the Secure Act abolishes that limitation. Okay. Now,
good.
Everyone under the age of 65, now you can pay attention.
Okay, yes.
What other things are happening in there? Okay. The Secure Act will change the way retirement account balances are reported to you. So, Sandy, I'm sure you've gotten this question on the podcast. Like, people are like, hey, I've got $100,000 in my retirement account. I'm all set, right? And yeah. then you have to sort of very quickly explain, 100 grand's not that much money if you think about monthly income or mm-hmm. weekly, you know, how it really trickles down to you. So under this new act, you got it, the big companies that are reporting to you have to now translate that big number into what it would mean for monthly income.
Oh, okay. That makes it easier to see. Like where you're at.
Right.
Yeah.
There's also one other. So that's good. My big like thumbs down on this. I can't even believe how strong the insurance industry is. And we'll never get an insurance sponsor after I say the following. Now the Secure Act will make it easier to include annuities inside of 401k
Jill
plans.
Jill hates annuities.
I hate annuities.
Yeah, I hear those. Yeah.
I mean, let me just say, I don't hate all annuities. I hate high pressure annuity salespeople. How about
okay,
that?
Yeah.
You know
sure.
what's
better?
Terrible? There is a friend who said, and she said this to me, and I was like, what did you get yourself into? She's like, someone advised me to do, I'll get 7% return, guaranteed, but I just can't touch the money for 6 years. And it's no risk. And I go, what the hell? What is that? Mm. It ended up being an annuity she bought into.
Yeah.
She didn't even realize it because they didn't sell it to her the right way. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
well, that's one of the big problems. So annuities, they can be really it's a cool product, which is you plop some money over to an insurance company, either a little bit at a time or as a lump sum, and they'll kind of convert that into monthly income for you.
Okay.
However, the problem is that these are opaque and quite expensive usually. And so I am worried, and I think that everybody in a retirement plan should be worried, that the inclusion of annuities into the 401k plans is not going to lead to, low-cost annuities, but is going to lead to a lot of people buying crap they don't understand.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. So let me give you a few other Secure Act interesting things. If you're a part-time worker, your eligibility for a retirement plan is a little bit lower. You can now work 500 hours a year. It used to be 1,000 hours a year for the last 3 years. So that's cool.
Okay.
Small businesses can band together, different kinds of businesses. So it could be like a little radio station with a corner pub, get together and say, we want to offer a retirement plan to all of our employees. So that's really helpful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How about the inheritance? That was a big thing too, right?
Oh, yeah. Everyone is just crying the blues. So there's something called a stretch required minimum distribution.
Wow.
Here's stretch it out, baby.
Gotcha.
All right. Old rules. If you're a non-spouse, so just think, my mother dies, God forbid. Mm-hmm. I have to always say that. My mother dies. I inherit her IRA. Under the old rules, I had to take the money out of that IRA over the life expectancy of me, my lifetime. So I could take a little bit out at a time, which was kind of great because every time you took money out of an IRA, whether it's inherited or your own, you have to pay tax on it.
Okay.
So that was called, you could stretch out the required minimum distributions over the beneficiary's lifetime.
Okay.
New rules. The stretch required minimum distribution is gone. So if you're a non-spouse, it's only for non-spouses, and you inherit an IRA or a 401k, you have to take the money out of the account, pay the taxes due at your income tax bracket within 10 years of the retirement account owner's death. Now, I published an article, my Tribune syndicated piece. I got slammed, hundreds and hundreds of people shrieking that this is so unfair. Calm down. You still have 10 years to take it out and like relax. You're inheriting money, you know, like,
it's free money you never had.
Well, because it'll hit you come tax time.
Okay. So, but yeah, that money you still never had, but you're going to take that money you got for free and pay the tax.
Someone was going to have to pay the tax on it. Right.
Yeah.
Now I will say that it really does, what's interesting about it. And this is what my pal Ed Slott, who is like the IRA guru, that Sandy probably has heard of him, but you know, he says the biggest problem with this is not that they did it, but that there was a lot of estate planning that was done under the old rules. Mm. And he thinks it's quite strange not to grandfather people in.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, it's one thing to start with, like, okay, as of this day, you can't do it. But that everybody – so there was no real way to, I think, do this. This was the way they were going to pay for all this other stuff. Now, I don't know. I just think it's a little overblown. I really do. They just, you know, so you inherit it. You got 10 years. Figure it out. It'll be okay.
Okay.
Couple little things for you.
Yes.
You got a new baby or you're adopting a baby.
Yes.
You get to tap your retirement account, $5,000 per individual, $10,000 for married couples, up to a year after a baby is born or adopted without incurring a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
How about that,
really?
Scotty?
Going to Jamaica.
Not that, not that Jill is going to promote that, Scotty.
I know. Did you hear? Did you hear the big? Did you hear that big sigh? I am not happy about that one. Oh, I don't like that one.
But you
at all.
Will be happy about the results of this morning's Judgment Zone. To not smile at someone when walking past you with their dog. You know, dog walking.
Yeah.
Your pet peeve.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, it was. It's a jerk move.
It is a total jerk move. And as I said to you right before we went on the air, I do understand everybody that, you know, we all are going through something like, you know, oh, don't curse out the guy who's really, you know, tailgating you because maybe he's driving to the hospital.
Right.
Which I'm trying to do. That's like my New Year's resolution. Stop being so mad on the road. I got a little road rage on the Long Island Expressway and I are friends, you know. So I'm trying to do that. But then I think it. I just don't say it out loud anymore.
I love you, Jill Schlesinger. Thank you so much for being on with us this morning.
Thank you, and thanks for everyone who's listening. Happy New Year, and we will be back in action and very much kissing the tushies of the salespeople and the sponsors as much as possible.
Next Wednesday morning, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, JillOnMoney.com, the radio show podcast, Dumb Things the Smart People Do With Their Money is her book, and this is brought to you today by our good friends at Advantage, their Visa Signature Card, 2% cash back or rewards. Thanks, Jill. See you next week, 7:30.
Take care.
Okay. 79 to Buzz and Spazano and Sandy. Good morning.